Warning, this Civil Liberties Minute about a child may not be appropriate for children.
I'm Baratunde Thurston, and also, mother, you're listening to the Civil Liberties Minute with ACLU attorney, Bill Newman.
Recently, on a playground in Rochester, Minnesota, a white woman who alleges that she caught a 5-year-old black boy digging through her diaper bag called the 5-year-old the N-word. Another woman nearby turned on her smartphone video and asked that woman, who had used the racial slur, what she had called that 5-year-old boy. The video then captured the woman calling the videographer the N-word and justified calling the 5-year-old the N-word, saying he got what he deserved. The video was posted, and in response, the white woman launched an online fundraising campaign claiming that her family was being harassed. The result? People contributed over $770,000 to her. Donors signed off with names like Nate Higger and Unite the Whites. In the New Republic, Parker Malloy wrote, "The $770,000 richer woman has benefited from a tried and true ugly patronage system for bigotry. The playbook is simple. Do or say something awful, get rightfully called out for it, claim victimhood, and watch the money roll in." Sadly, this wasn't the first time for this sort of thing, and it won't be the last. The Civil Liberties Minute is made possible by the ACLU, because freedom can't protect itself.